好，首先我们来看圣经里面两处的经文。
Let's first look at two parts in the scripture.
第一就是在民数记第一章第十一节。
First is number 11:1.
民数记在旧约圣经
Numbers is in the Old Testament.
利未记过后就是民数记。
It's after Leviticus.
所以民数记第十一章第一节众百姓发怨言，他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中，耶和华听见了就怒气发作，使火在他们中间焚烧，直烧到营的边界。
Now the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp.
然后我们来看新约圣经的腓立比书第二章第十四节到第十五节。
And let's look at Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 14 to 15.
然后保罗在这边说十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无为，在这弯曲被瞄的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as light in the world.
然后有一位年轻的女孩用了自己的零用钱买了一件珍贵的礼物送给妈妈。
One time there was a girl who used her allowance to buy a very expensive gift for her mother.
然后这位女孩就对妈妈说，
And this girl told her mother,
妈妈，这个是我送给你的。
Mom, this is my gift to you.
因为你工作这么辛苦，
Because you work very hard,
而没有人欣赏你，
But no one appreciates you.
然后妈妈就有点谦虚地对她说，
And the mom felt really humble and she said,
然后你的爸爸也是很辛苦啊。
She said, your father also worked very hard.
然后这位年轻的女孩就说，
But the girl said,
我知道，但是他没有埋怨。
I know, but he doesn't complain.
那么你的生命是一个感恩的生命，还是一个经常埋怨的生命？
So is your life one of thankfulness or complaining?
一个懂得感恩的人不会埋怨。
A person who knows how to give thanks would not complain.
一个经常埋怨的人不会感恩。
And a person who complains a lot do not know how to give thanks.
所以感恩跟埋怨是相对的心态。
So thanksgiving and complaining are opposite attitudes.
我要了解什么是感恩。
In order to understand what is thanksgiving,
我们必须要知道什么是埋怨。
We must know what is complaining.
所以埋怨是不高兴和不满的一种表现。
The complaining is an expression of not being happy and not being satisfied.
所以我们活在一个不会感恩、经常埋怨的一个社会里面。
We live in a society that does not know how to give thanks and is rarely satisfied.
无论在学校，
No matter in school,
办公的地方，
Workplace,
公共场所，
Public places,
甚至在教会里面，
Even in church,
都会听到人在埋怨。
We hear people complain.
学生向老师埋怨，
Students complain to the teachers,
说为什么这么多的功课，
Asking why are there so much homework?
那么员工向老板埋怨，
And the workers complain to their boss,
说待遇不够好，
saying that their compensation isn't good enough.
然后埋怨似乎成为人的一种嗜好。
And complaining almost became man's hobby.
人尝试以这个埋怨来得到这个满足感。
And they often seek satisfaction through complaining.
所以埋怨普遍到一个地步成为人的一个生活方式。
And, complaining has become so common that it has become a lifestyle.
所以大家都在埋怨。
So everyone's complaining.
如果你不埋怨。
If you don't complain.
看起来有点不正常。
It almost appears like though you're not normal.
所以埋怨其实是一个很古老的一个问题。
And complaining is actually a very ancient problem.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned.
人就开始埋怨。
People started to complain.
所以神问亚当为什么吃这个树上的禁果。
So, God asked Adam, why did you eat the fruit of the tree?
亚当就埋怨说。
Adam complained.
因为是那个女人给我吃的。
Because it's the woman who gave it to me.
那么神又问夏娃。
And then God asked Eve.
夏娃就埋怨说。
And Eve complained.
是不是因为那条蛇叫我吃的。
That snake who told me to eat it.
那么可见人犯罪之后就开始埋怨。
So we see that after men have sinned, they began to complain.
所以在神的眼中埋怨是一种罪恶。
So in God's sight, complaining is a type of sin.
是属灵生命上的一个问题。
It's a problem in our spiritual life.
那么可能你认为这个不是一个很严重的一个问题。
Perhaps you don't think this is a big problem.
但是从圣经的角度来看，确实是一种罪恶。
But from a biblical perspective, it is a sin.
那从以色列人的历史来看。
And from the perspective of Israel,
我们看到以色列人经常向神埋怨。
We see that the Israelites often complain to God.
虽然他们从神那边得到不少的好处。
Even though they have received much benefit from God.
但当他们遇到不如意的事情的时候，他们就开始埋怨。
But whenever they meet a problem, they begin to complain.
所以埋怨带来许多不良的后果。
So complaining brings about many undesirable results.
所以今天我们要来看三个后果。
So we will see three consequences of complaining.
所以埋怨带来的后果，第一。
So the first consequence of complaining.
就是否认神的主权。
It denies the sovereignty of God.
所以当一个人埋怨的时候。
So when a person complains.
表示他对生活环境感到很不满。
It means that he's dissatisfied with his life.
所以当以色列人离开埃及经过红海的时候。
So after the Israelites left Egypt and crossed over the Red Sea.
所以他们来到旷野这个地方。
They came to the wilderness.
所以在出埃及记十五章这么记载。
And Exodus 15 is recorded.
所以摩西领以色列人从红海往前行到了苏尔的旷野。在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦。
When they came to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter.
所以那地名叫做马拉。
Therefore, it was named Mara.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说我们喝什么呢
So the people grumbled at Moses saying, what shall we drink?
所以以色列人在旷野走了三天的时间。
So the Israelites had been walking in the wilderness for 3 days.
找不到水喝。
They could not find water.
有水喝也不能够喝。
Even though they found water, they could not drink it.
因为水很苦。
Because it was bitter.
所以他们就向摩西埋怨。
So they complained to Moses.
所以这些以色列人离开埃及只不过是三天的时间。
So these Israelites have only left Egypt for 3 days.
已经开始埋怨了。
They began to complain.
不止没有水喝，埋怨。
Not only were they complaining because there was no water to drink.
有东西吃也埋怨。
They had food to eat, yet they still complained.
你看民数记十一章。那边记载。
If you look at what's recorded in Numbers 11.
所以以色列人又哭号说 谁给我们肉吃的呢？
And also the sons of Israel wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat?
这我们记得在埃及的时候。
We remember the fish which we used to eat free in Egypt.
他说不用不花钱就可以吃鱼。
The fish which we used to eat free.
我记得我小的时候没有花钱我可以找到鱼吃。
I remember when I was young, I didn't have to spend money and I could find fish to eat.
去钓鱼嘛。
You go fishing.
不用钱的。
You don't need money.
我想可能情况就是这么样。
I'm sure that's the same situation.
他们还说我记得也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、蚕菜我不晓得那个怎么念。不晓得什么菜蒜还有蒜。
And they also remember the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
现在我们的心也枯竭了。
But now our appetite is gone.
除这玛纳以外在我们的眼前并没有什么别的东西。
There's nothing at all to look at except this manna.
他们在讨论是什么东西。
They're discussing how to pronounce that word.
所以以色列人在埋怨说。
So the Israelites complain.
每天都吃这个玛纳。
We're eating manna every day.
吃都吃厌了。
We're so sick of it.
那么以前在埃及的时候。
Back in Egypt.
不用钱都可以买到鱼吃嘛。
We didn't even have to pay to get fish.
还有黄瓜、西瓜，还有各种各样的蔬菜。
There's cucumbers, melons, and lots of other vegetables.
但是现在只有玛纳。
But now it's only manna.
所以以色列人在埋怨。
So the Israelites complained.
表示他们对神的供应感到很不满。
It means that they're dissatisfied with God's provisions.
不晓得你有没有好像以色列人这样。
I don't know if you're like the Israelites sometimes.
我看到桌子上的 pizza。
You see the pizza on the table.
Oh, 又是 pizza.
Pizza again?
我知道有些人很喜欢吃 pizza.
I know some people like to eat pizza.
所以以色列人埋怨证明他们对神所做的感到很不满。
But when the Israelites complain, it shows that they're dissatisfied with what God has done.
换句话说他们否认神的主权。
In other words, they deny God's sovereignty.
那否认神的主权表示他们不把神看为是那位无所不在、无所不能的神。
And to deny God's sovereignty means that they do not consider God to be the all-powerful and the ever-present God.
他们没有把神放在眼中。
They did not put God in their sight.
自己以为很了不起。
They thought of themselves as great.
其实我们是否也好像以色列人一样，觉得自己很了不起？
But are we like God, the Israelites that we think we're pretty good?
在生活里面经常的埋怨。
And we complain in our lives.
埋怨这个不好。
We complain about this is not good enough.
埋怨这个又不好。
And that's not good.
以致直到我们否认神的主权。
That we deny God's sovereignty.
所以人埋怨最大的问题就是不信。
So the biggest problem with people complaining is unbelief.
不相信这位无所不能、无所不在、无所不知的神。
We do not believe the Almighty God and the All-Powerful God.
所以当人埋怨的时候，显明了他们对神的不信。
So when people complain, it shows their unbelief in God.
所以以色列人在埋怨。
So the Israelites complained.
因为他们不相信神能够解决他们的问题。
Because they do not believe that God could solve their problem.
他们所看到只是眼前的处境。
They could only see their present situation.
而没有看到神为他们所预备将来那个美好的地方。
Yet they cannot see the future place, that's the wonderful place that God has already prepared for them.
同样的，我们是否经常看到我们眼前的处境？
Likewise, do we only see our present situation?
而没有看到神为我们所预备将来那个美好的家乡。
Yet we do not see the wonderful nation, country which God has prepared for us.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第五章第七节这么说。
So Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:7.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心， 不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
啊，什么时候我们经常看事情啊，就是凭着这个眼见，而没有凭着信心。
But how often do we live our lives just by sight, but not by faith?
所以在希伯来书第十一章第六节这么说。
So in Hebrews 11:6 it says.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以我们行事为人是凭着信心。
So as we live, we need to live by faith.
而不是凭着眼前所看到的处境。
But not by what we see in front of us.
所以神是创造主。
God is the creator God.
啊，主权在他的手中。
And sovereignty is his.
啊，他要怎么做就怎么做。
Whatever he desires to do, he does.
啊，因此我们不应当埋怨。
Therefore, we should not complain.
啊，否认神的主权。
And denying God's sovereignty.
所以保罗在罗马书第九章第二十节到二十一节这么说。
And so Paul says in Romans 9:20 and 21.
他说：“你这个人啊，你是谁？”
On the contrary, who are you, O man?
啊，竟敢向神强嘴呢？
Who answers back to God?
啊，受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？
The thing molded will not say to the molder, Why did you make me like this?
那陶匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里哪一块做成贵重的器皿，又哪一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？
Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use?
所以陶匠把一团泥造成贵重的器皿和卑贱的器皿，主权在他的手中。
So the right is in the hand of the potter to out of the clay to make the clay into something for honorable use or common use.
所以一切发生在我们身上的事情有神的旨意。
So all things that happen in our lives has God's will.
就如保罗在八章第二十八节这么说。
Just as Paul says in Romans 8:28.
啊，我们晓得万事都互相效力，在叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被召的人。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
所以在我们生活里面，我们不应当埋怨。
So in our lives, we should not complain.
因为主权在神的手中。
Because sovereignty is in God's hand.
所有发生的事情都有神的旨意。
And God has His will in all that happens.
所以埋怨的第一个后果就是否认神的主权。
So the first consequence of complaining is denying the sovereignty of God.
然后埋怨的后果第二。
And the second.
影响到这个信徒的合一。
Affects the unity of believers.
所以当以色列人他们离开埃及之的时候。
So when the Israelites left Egypt.
那么圣经说明不只是单单是这个希伯来人。
And the Bible says that it's not just the Hebrews who left.
还有其他的人。
Other people left also.
啊，我们看民数记的时候，我们就明白。
And when we look at Numbers, we'll understand.
啊，众百姓发言员他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中。
Now the people became like those who complained of adversity in the hearing of the Lord.
而耶和华听见了，就怒气发作，使火在他们中间焚烧，直烧到营的边界。
His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp.
那百姓就向摩西哀求，摩西祈求耶和华，火就熄了。
The people therefore cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died out.
那地方便叫做他贝拉，因为耶和华的火烧在他们中间。
So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them.
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭号说，谁给我们肉吃呢？
The rabble who were among them had greedy desires, And also the sons of Israel wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat?
啊，请注意第四节这里讲到他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心。
Please note verse 4, the rabble who were among them and had greedy desires.
那到底这些闲杂人是谁呢？
So who are the rabbles?
啊，如果从这个希伯来文的原文来看，
If you look at the original Hebrew,
那么就描述到是一种暴动的人民。
The rabble is a very contentious people.
啊，他们跟着以色列人离开埃及。
They left Egypt with the Israelites.
那么圣经没有说明到底为什么他们跟着以色列人离开埃及。
And the Bible does not say why they left Egypt with the Israelites.
那么可能是因为当时在埃及他们人们面对这些灾难。
Perhaps in Egypt they faced all these disasters.
然后使到他们跟着以色列人离开埃及。
So they left with the Israelites.
那无论如何，这些闲杂人影响了以色列人。
And no matter what, the rabbles affected the Israelites.
他们在埋怨。
They were complaining.
大起这个贪欲的心。
And they aroused greedy desires.
使到以色列人又哭号。
So the Israelites wept again.
谁给我们吃肉呢？
Who will give us meat to eat?
所以这些闲杂人带给摩西还有以色列人很多的麻烦。
So the rabbles brought about to Moses and the Israelites much problems.
所以在一个星期里面，
So in a week,
有六天的时间，神从天降下这个玛纳供应以色列人的需要。
For 6 days, God sent manna for the needs of the Israelites.
So in Psalm 78:24, it says,
So in Psalm 78:24, it says,
将玛纳降雨给他们吃，将天上的粮食赐给他们。
He rained down manna upon them to eat and gave them food from heaven.
所以这节经文讲到这些玛纳好像从天下降下来的粮食。
So the Bible says that manna is as food from heaven.
那么可能是受到这个闲杂人的影响。
Perhaps under the influence of the rabble.
然后以色列人觉得这个玛纳太单调了。
The Israelites thought the manna was just too plain.
要求要吃肉。
They wanted meat to eat.
要吃以前在埃及所吃过的。
They wanted to eat the things that they used to eat back in Egypt.
但是他们却忘记了在埃及所过的奴隶生活所带来的痛苦。
Yet they have forgotten the sufferings that they endured as slaves in Egypt.
所以不单这些闲杂人使到以色列人向摩西埋怨。
Not only because these rebels caused the Israelites to complain to God.
然后后来这个以色列人本身也经常埋怨。
Later on, the Israelites also complained much.
那你去看这个旧约圣经，你就知道。
You'll know it when you look at the Old Testament.
所以当他们进入迦南地之前，
So before they went to the land of Canaan,
所以摩西就差派了这个加勒还有一些探子进去就是窥探当地的情况。
And Moses sent Caleb and several other spies to go back, going to spy out the land.
所以在民数记第十三章怎么说？
So in Numbers 13 it says,
所以加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, We shall by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it.
但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
But the men who had gone up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us.
探子中有人论到那所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说，我们所窥探经过的地是刺吞居民之地，我们在那里可看见的人民都身量很高大。
So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, The land through which we had gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size.
还有在民数记第十四章 这么记载。
And Numbers 14 it says,
从摩西所打发归探那地的人回来报那地的恶信，叫全会众向摩西发怨言。
As for the men who Moses sent to spy out the land and who returned and made all the congregation grumble against him by bringing out a bad report concerning the land.
所以只有加勒一个人有信心。
So it's only Caleb who had faith.
我其余的探子都认为不能够进去攻打这些居民。
The other spies said we cannot go and attack the people.
所以这些探子不止自己没有信心。
So not only did these spies not have faith themselves,
还报当地的恶信。
They brought back a bad report.
要使到以色列人全会众向摩西发怨言。
Which made all the congregation grumble against Moses.
大大的影响到会众的合意。
And it impacted the unity of the congregation.
所以发怨言会带来这个负面的影响。
So complaining can cause negative impact.
所以发言人好像这个传染病一样。
Complaints are like viruses.
一个影响一个。
One affecting another.
最后每一个人都在发言人。
Finally, everyone's complaining.
而失去了这个合一的心。
And it loses the heart of unity.
那么以前我小时候居住的这个乡村呢。
And the village where I used to live.
几乎每一家都有养狗。
Almost every family had a dog.
那么深夜的时候，有时候会听到这个狗叫。
And at night, sometimes you could hear the dogs barking.
通常一只狗在叫。
Usually, if one dog starts to bark.
然后就影响到其他的狗跟着一起叫。
And all the other dogs start to bark.
所以这么多的狗。
And with all these dogs.
你一生。他不能很难翻译啊！你一声我一声。
One barking here, one barking there.
很快的就把你从这个睡梦中吵醒过来。
And it can easily awaken you from your sleep.
乡村里面的青蛙也是这样。
And actually, the frogs in the village are like the same way.
在雨季的时候特别吵闹。
Especially during rainy seasons, very noisy.
只要一只青蛙开始叫。
As soon as one frog starts to croak,
其余的青蛙就跟着一起叫。
And all the other frogs starts too.
简直就是好像吵架一样。
It's almost like they're fighting.
无论是狗叫或者青蛙叫，都会使人感到心里很不安。
Whether the dogs or the frogs, it makes a person feel unsettled in the heart.
所以发怨言和埋怨的声音也是如此。
So the sound of complaining is likewise.
所以好比这些狗和青蛙叫一样。
And just like the dogs barking or the frogs croaking.
所以一个影响一个。
One impacting another.
最后影响到每一个人。
Finally impacting everyone.
而破坏了这个信徒之间合一的关系。
And destroying the unity of the believers.
所以教会里面如果有人在埋怨。
So in a church, if someone complains,
必定会影响到其他的人。
It will have impact on others.
因为埋怨是一种负面的声音。
Because complaining is a negative voice.
使人对神失去这个信心。
Causing people to have to lose their faith in God.
所以埋怨的后果。
So the consequence of complaining.
第一就是否认神的主权。
First, to deny the sovereignty of God.
第二呢?
And the second,
就是影响到信徒之间的合一。
Affecting the unity of believers.
那么最后就是破坏了基督的见证。
And finally, discrediting the testimony of Christ.
我们说我们自己是基督徒。
We call ourselves Christians.
我们是信奉耶稣的人。
And that we believe and serve God.
但是很多时候互相埋怨。
But oftentimes we complain to one another.
所以一个经常埋怨的人将会失去为神做见证的机会。
So a person who complains a lot will lose opportunity to be a testimony for Christ.
所以人不喜欢跟埋怨的人在一起。
People do not like to be with others who complain.
所以有些人宁愿住在旷野里面。
So some people would rather live in the wilderness than to live with someone who's complains a lot. So complaining brings about a negative impact. And it influences people's faith in God.
破坏这个家庭和教会的合意。
And destroys the unity of the church or the family.
因此失去了为神做见证的机会。
And it loses opportunity to be a witness for Christ.
但是你看保罗是一个很正面的人。
But if you see that Paul is a very positive person.
你去看菲律比书。
If you look at the book of Philippians.
虽然保罗被关在监牢里面。
Even though Paul was in prison.
他没有因此埋怨。
He did not complain because of it.
不止没有埋怨,
not only did he not complain.
你看圣经的话, 他还在监牢里面唱诗歌。
If you look at scripture, he was actually singing hymns and songs to God.
就好像诗班在监牢里面,坐监牢的时候在唱诗歌。
Just as if choir was in jail and they're singing.
而且在监牢里面向这个守卫传福音。
And he was preaching the gospel to the guard.
所以在菲律比书就这么说，保罗说。
So in Philippians, Paul says.
所以凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无为。在这弯曲卑妙的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as light in the world.
所以保罗说，世人正在看着我们呢。
Paul says that the world is watching us.
看我们是否是诚实无为。
Seeing if we're blameless and innocent.
做神无瑕疵的儿女。
And that we are children of God.
所以当我们行事为人不发怨言不起争论的时候,
so when we do not grumble or complain and dispute with one another,
那我们就是无可指责,
then we're blameless.
别人也没有话可以讲,
and other people cannot point at us.
但是如果我们经常埋怨的话,
but if we complain a lot,
经常起争论的话,
and we cause dispute often,
就不能做神无瑕疵的儿女,
then we can no longer be blameless and innocent children of God.
好像一盏明亮的灯照在这个黑暗的地方,
as a bright light shining in the darkness,
为神做美好的见证,
and be a good testimony for God.
那么有一个主日,
One Sunday.
因为牧师就谈到这个以色列人对神的不忠。
A pastor was talking about Israelites' unfaithfulness towards God.
然后经常向神发怨言。
And that they complained to God a lot.
那么这位牧师就引用了以赛亚第一章第三节。
And the pastor used Isaiah 1:3.
这节经文讲到牛认识主人了。 驴认识主人的槽, 以色列人吃不认识, 我的民却不留意。
An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand.
刚好那天有一位不幸的农夫在听牧师讲道。
And that day, it happened to be an unbelieving farmer who was listening to the pastor.
这节经文给他很深刻的印象。
And this verse was very impressionable to him.
因为他是养牛的。
Because he actually raises ox.
然后有一天他在农场喂牛的时候。
And one day he was feeding his cows.
那么其中一只牛就站在他的旁边。
And one of the cows stood next to him.
用这个石头来颠他的手。
And it was using its tongue to touch the arm of the farmer.
然后当时圣灵就感动了他的心。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit touched his heart.
直到他哭了。
And he began to cry.
然后口里很大声地说,
and out of his mouth, he yelled out,
他说圣经的话也太奇妙了。
He says, the words of scripture is truly amazing.
啊, 是真的,
it is true.
啊, 他说,
he said, this dumb ox is more thankful than I am towards God.
而我却经常的埋怨,
I complain a lot.
啊, 突然间他感到, 啊, 自己是一个罪人,
and then suddenly he realized he was a sinner.
所以这节经文打动了他的心,
so this verse touched his heart.
啊, 直到他那个时候接受耶稣成为他个人的救主,
so at that time he accepted Christ as his personal savior.
所以以赛亚书第一章第三节这么说,
so Isaiah 1:3 says,
牛认识主人, 驴认识主人的槽, 以色列人却不认识, 我的名却不留意。
An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
所以这节经文说的一点都没有错。
So this verse is true.
神说有时候这些动物啊, 比这些以色列人还要好。
That sometimes these animals are even better than the Israelites.
所以牛比人还要忠心。
Ox is more faithful than men.
以前我姐姐养了一只狗。
And my sister had a dog before.
她跟我说了一句话,
and she told me one thing.
她说这只狗比孩子更听话,
she said, this dog is more obedient than the kids.
叫她来, 她就来,
call the dog, the dog comes.
叫她去那边, 她就去那边,
tell the dog to go there, it goes over there.
又不会向你顶嘴,
and it doesn't talk back.
是的, 有些动物比人更听话,
yes, sometimes an animal is more obedient than people.
啊, 你养狗就知道,
if you have a dog, you know.
所以负面的思想带来这个负面的行为。
So a negative thought brings about negative actions.
所以埋怨的心态带来这个很不良好的后果。
So complaining attitude brings about bad consequences.
而直到我们失去为耶稣基督做美好的见证。
That we cannot be good witnesses for Christ.
所以在神的眼中,
so in God's sight, complaining is a sin.
是一个属灵上的一个问题。
It is a spiritual problem.
所以埋怨第一, 啊, 使到我们否认神的主权。
So complaining first, we deny the sovereignty of God.
然后第二呢, 会影响教会和家庭的合一。
And second, it affects the unity of the church and family.
那么第三, 失去了为神做美好的见证。
And finally, we lose our witness for Christ.
所以让我们做一个多感恩少埋怨的人。
So let us all be people who give thanks more and complain less. And if we complain, in God's sight, it is a sin.
是属灵生命上的一个问题。
It is a spiritual problem.
埋怨会使到我们否认神的主权。
Complaining can cause us to deny the sovereignty of God.
埋怨能够影响教会和家庭的合一。
And complaining can affect the unity of church and family.
啊, 埋怨也会使到我们失去为神做美好的见证。
And it could cause us to lose our testimony for God.
埋怨的声音是一个负面的声音。
And the voice of complaining is a negative voice.
啊, 对人, 使人对神失去了信心。
And cause men to lose faith in God.
让我们做个感恩的人。
Let us be thankful people.
让我们不要埋怨。 天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们这些软弱的人。
Help us who are weak.
帮助我们这些不信的人。
Help us who do not believe.
让我们就如保罗所说, 常常的感恩。
Help us to be like Paul, who give thanks always.
啊, 因为这是神你在我们身上的旨意。
because it is your will in our, for our lives.
求主你帮助我们做一个感恩的人。
Please help us to be thankful people.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.